I have a poem to read entitled Ruins. Old stones slump together, seeking comfort in their leaning, not remembering what used to be when they were hard-edged and mortared in their places. Sharp-clawed vines crab a path through the endless rubble. Nettles, thistles, and briars snatch at fox-frightened rabbits burrowing in the rain-dampened mud beneath the ancient stones. No creatures bustle along the road beside the broken, dilapidated wall. Only the aging and the destitute pick their wary way through the residue with little memory of brighter days. No hope they will return. Each day is the same as the other, while slow grinding time wears away even the imagination of a city. The debris takes on its own patina, a strange sort of ragged beauty, since there is nothing to compare, no ancient wiser one to reveal what the truer glory truly is. Sleeping stones, crumbled blocks, useless mortar, fragmented walls, all lie in quiet, peaceful comfort, knowing nothing is required, for they are only ripening ruins, bearers of the ancient curse, an awful, damning sentence, the weighty words, what might have been. And then a savage rumble sounds deep within the ravaged earth, shuddering, shaking, shifting, slow at first, and then rapidly a flaming, violent upheaval, stone and rock spewing upward, dislodging, destroying what once was, demolishing the ancient way of death. And the repairer of ancient walls begins the long, painful undertaking of placing chiseled, mortared stones on top of chiseled, mortared stones until an unimagined city reappears. Slumbering stones no longer sleep or slump sad against each other, but are held and hold in perfect plane, anchored in their well-plumbed walls, affixed to others, straight and true. And the mason holds his dripping trowel and smiles at what he's done.
It's about as quiet as it's gonna get. It's all right. The ruins have been here for as long as I can remember. My earliest memories involve playing in them as a little kid. I would crawl and climb all over the bigger ones. I would dig in the dirt and discover collections of the smaller ones. I could pretend I was an archaeologist or an adventurer, and I was, however amateur. But the ruins were here long before I was born. To say they're ancient is an understatement. How many years does it take before something qualifies as ancient? Well, these have been here at least 1,000, so I'm sure they safely beat the deadline. Nowadays, they don't want kids to play in the ruins like I used to. It's too dangerous, too much liability. I understand the concerns of parents and teachers and school administrators. But I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame. I mean, of course, kids are going to get bruised and cut and fall down and all that, and I did. That's what kids do when they're playing and having fun. So they want to clear the ruins out, scour the playgrounds and schoolyards for the ruinous ruins. The only problem is, the more they dig to dig them out, the more they find. Some ruins are tall, but all have deep foundations, deeper than most bulldozers, even backhoes, can get at. I think the real problem is that all the adults are just, they're just annoyed. Annoyed by tripping over them all the time. They're everywhere, after all. You'll be walking along with your wife or your girlfriend through the park, and one of you will stumble on one. Totally kills a romantic mood. You'll be mowing the grass, and the lawnmower will suck one up, and your rotor blades are killed. They get in the way. They'd rather not have to think about them. Some developer will want to build a new strip mall or a track home, but gets frustrated by the predictable outcry from the historical preservationists. Well, I'm one of those historical preservationists. We're a motley group, artists, architects, archaeologists, historians, professionals, you know, people from all walks of life. We may be a small minority, but we're active. We rally together to preserve our history. The ruins are our past, but they're also define who we are in the present and who we will be in the future. We want to be the kind of people who recognize the significance of the value around us. As we see it, the ruins aren't the problem. It's us. We're the problem. Greed and lust seems to be a trend that is pervading our community. We give in to the herd and don't think about what's being lost. We are interested in profits and immediate payoff while overlooking the real value and meaning. We do everything we are to make ourselves comfortable and free from minor inconveniences. But at what cost? At what cost? We're acting now before our history totally evaporates, before we lose ourselves. We're starting in our own backyards, where our children play. We're starting to dig up the ruins, unearthing what's been buried, forgotten about, left for dead. We're not digging to root them out and get rid of them, but to catalog them, to restore them, and maybe someday rebuild them. That's right, that's right. We're rebuilding the ancient ruins. You can call us crazy, but we're not so much restoring the ruins as we are reclaiming our legacy, our community, ourselves.